Killington Ski Resort has started construction on a new $29 million base lodge. That's the latest in a series of big investments the ski area has made in recent years. And as VPR's Nina Keck reports, it's part of a wave of ski resort upgrades happening across Vermont.
The road that leads up to Killington's current base lodge is closed for construction. But Jeff Temple, the resort's director of operations, drives past slow-moving dump trucks to the building site.
Okay, so right up in front of the K1 lodge there, you can see an excavator sitting there, and that's where you used to get your tickets and everything. The whole new lodge sits right in front of that. So on the left side, we have a mountain stream coming down here.
It's raining, so we stay in the car as he explains how the project will accommodate stormwater runoff, a nearby stream, and accessibility requirements.
This whole area here will be all new unloading. There will all be heated sidewalks, ADA ramps. So really, you know, for the experiential side of just getting here and unloading and getting your family and kids in and equipment will be much, much easier.
Parts of the old lodge were built in the 1950s, with additions added over the years. The new structure will be 3 stories high and 58,000 square feet, significantly larger than the current base lodge, with nicer amenities and lots more windows.
Really, no matter where you sit in the building, a lot of attention was paid to you can see the mountain, which was very important to us.
Permit delays have set construction back several months, but Temple says they expect to finish by November 2020, in time for the Women's World Cup races. Hosting this year's World Cup and the September Spartan Race, two events that bring thousands of spectators to Killington, will be tricky with the construction, but Temple says they've created detailed work plans, including the removal of the old lodge next April.
You know, sitting in a room with big visuals and just working through, okay, what's the flow? How does the guest get in to access the lift? All the drop-offs for construction, what they call their lay-down areas, where's that going?
Over the past 2 years, the resort has spent more than $60 million on improvements, everything from snowmaking and ski tunnels to new covered lifts and gondola cars.
Well, the reality is that skiing and snowboarding are very capital-intensive industries.
That's Adam White, spokesperson for Vermont Ski Areas Association. He says costly improvements are going on statewide this summer to boost both skiing and mountain biking infrastructure.
And I don't know that it's necessarily a case of keeping up with the Joneses. It's just more about as the industry changes and as the needs of the customers change, it requires improvements in order to deliver the most consistent product.
Like at Magic Mountain in Londonderry, White says they're installing their first 4-person lift, doubling the ski area's uphill capacity.
And then up the road at Mount Snow, they like to lay claim to having the best snowmaking system in the East. They've added another 17 acres of that to bring their total coverage to 83%, which is phenomenal. And they have permitting in place to reach 100% within the next several seasons.
White says Suicide 6 in Woodstock has just automated its snowmaking, while at Sugarbush, he says, they're installing electric vehicle chargers and a solar array.
They put a new roof on the Sugarbush Inn this summer, and they're rebuilding the Lincoln Peak courtyard. And these are things that the casual visitor may not even notice, but that's just part of what goes into maintaining a property of that size and magnitude.
Dave Bellin, a ski industry analyst with the Colorado-based RRC Associates, says competing for customers, whether weekend ticket buyers or season pass holders, is a strong motivating factor in making capital investments. And he says snowmaking improvements, like the $30 million Mount Snow has invested over the last 3 years, are vital as weather becomes more fickle. As to base lodges and other amenities, they can be used year-round, he says. Mount Snow's Jamie Storrs says their new, much larger $22 million base lodge is a good example.
For us, it's really nice to have because it's a four-season building. So this summer we're having weddings in it. We're hosting conferences in it. It just really expands our guest amenities here at Mount Snow.
As to the sheer dollar amounts of recent upgrades, Dave Bellin says resorts like Killington, Mount Snow, Stratton, and Stowe are owned by larger parent corporations, which means they have more investment capital available. And Ski Vermont's Adam White believes those upgrades are paying off.
Last season, statewide, we reached the 4 million skier visits number once again for the first time since the 2014 to 2015 season. And I think that's really the most tangible measure of the success of these investments.
Because, White says, if you come to a Vermont ski area and have a good time, you're more likely to want to come back and hopefully bring a friend. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.